Yiraisa. Today's Amud is Sukkah Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on the top line of Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara in Amud Aleph brought three different shitas in Amorayim as to why a Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos is possible. The Gemara brought from Rabbo that the reason is from the Pasuk of Laman Yedu Dereseichem, that a person has to know when he's in the Sukkah that he's under the Schach. A Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos, so a person doesn't naturally feel that he's under the Schach. That was Rabbo. Rabbi Zeira said it's from the Pasuk of the Sukkah Tiel Etzel Yoimim, that a Sukkah, it's really referring to a Sukkah in Lasa Lavoi, but it's that a Sukkah is Letzel, it has to provide shade. So a Sukkah that's not taller than 20 Amos, so the Schach provides shade. Otherwise, if it's taller than that, so then when you get shade underneath, you're really getting shade from the walls, not from the schach. That was Rabbi Zeira. And Rava said from the Pasuk of Besukah is Teshu Shivas Yomim, that a person has to be Tseimi Diras Keva Veshev Bediras Arai, a person has to be in a temporary structure. So until 20 Amay, since that's the derech to make it temporary, so therefore that's the shear for a sukkah. So now says the Gemara, Kulu Kerabu Leyamri. It makes sense that the other Amoraim didn't want to say like Rabbo, that the Makar is from Laman Yedu Dereseichem, because he Hahu Yedi Ledereisu. That's not saying that when you're in the Sukkah, when you're being Makai Mitzah Sukkah, you have to know that you're under the Schach. That's saying a Yedi Ledere is that the reason for the Mitzvah of Sukkah is Laman Yedu Dereseichem, to remember that Kibbutz Sukkah is a Shafti as Bnei Yisrael, that it was that when we left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in these huts. So therefore, no one wanted to say like Rabbo. Rabbi Zeira Nambi Layamri, it also makes sense that they didn't want to say like Rabbi Zeira, that the Makar is from the Pasuk of a Sukkah, Tia Litzel, that the Schach has to provide shade, because Ahulia Maisa Mashiach Hudachsev. The Pasuk of a Sukkah, Tia Litzel, like we mentioned, is a Pasuk that's going on Lasa Lava. It's not talking about now. And therefore, they didn't want to say like Rabbi Zeira's Makar. Rabbi Zeira would say back that Im Kain Lay Makar Vachuppa Tia Litzel. That in a chanami, the pasuk is batsam going on lasa lavoi, but then it should have said v'chupa tilatzel. Why does the Torah say v'chupa tilatzel yoimam? Umay v'sukkah tilatzel yoimam? Why does the pasuk describe this structure of lasa lavoi as being a sukkah? It must be to teach us the second din, shmas minotarti, also to teach us a din about the halachas of a sukkah, even bizman hazeh, that a sukkah has to provide shade, the schach has to provide shade. It also makes sense that Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira didn't want to say like Rava that the Makar is from Sukkah Teshu Shivas Yamim, that it has to be a 7-day structure, it has to be temporary, Mishum Kushya Dabai, because if Abai is Kash on Rava, then Abai asked Rava, then if so, even a Sukkah that's less than 20 Amos, if you make it out of metal, if you make the walls out of metal, if you make it permanent, so it should be possible, because now it's not a temporary structure. So Rava said the Teretz, he said that the Pasuk just means it has to be the size of what would normally make it temporary. But still, Abai's Kasha is a Shtaka Kasha, and it would make sense that Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira therefore didn't want to say like Rava. So now the Gemara just explained why each Amora didn't want to say like the other Amorayim. Says the Gemara now, Kaman Azla Had Amar Rav Yeshia Amar Rav. Who does the following memra of Rav Yeshia Amar Rav go like? Does it fit within the Shita of Rav, or Rabbi Zeira, or Rava? What was the memra of Rav? Rav had said that the whole Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Bezim and Aleph, about whether or not a Sukkah is allowed to be taller than 20 Amos, according to the Tanakama, a Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos is possible. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. So Rav, he brought this Machlaikas, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher taller than 20 Amos. The Tanakhama says it's possible, and he said that the whole machlokes is b'she'in defanis megiyas l'schach. It's only relevant. The whole machlokes was discussing a sukkah that the walls don't reach all the way up to the schach. Aval defanis megiyas l'schach. If you have it that the walls of the sukkah reach all the way up to the schach, so then afilu l'mailo me'aser amo k'shera. So then the sukkah could even be taller than 20 amos. The whole machlokes was dafka discussing a sukkah that the walls don't reach the schach. So that's Rav's statement. So now we have to figure out within whose shita of the reason for the psul of taller than 20 amos according to the Tanakhama does this fit into. That the Tanakhama only said that it's possible when it's taller than 20 amos if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, so then it's going to be kosher. Meaning to say, according to Rava, that it has to be a temporary structure, there would seem to be no reason to differentiate between whether or not the walls reach the schach. So this does not fit into Rav's shita. According to Bzeira, that the schach has to provide shade, made and not the walls. So then also, there's no reason why the Chachamim would dafka say when the walls don't reach the schach, that the sukkah is possible. And then all of a sudden, when the walls reach the schach, so then it becomes kosher. Then they're made to Rabbi Yehuda that the sukkah could be taller than 20 amos. So it's not like Rava, it's not like Rabbi Zera. Says the Gemara, it's keman kerabo. It goes like Rabbi Shita. The Amar Mishum Deloy Shalta Be'ena. Rabbi said that the reason why the Tanakama holds a sukkah cannot be taller than 20 amos is because the Man Yedu Da Reseichem, you have to know that you're under the schach. And when the sukkah is too tall, you should Deloy Shalta Be'ena. So naturally, you don't see that high, you don't feel like you're under the schach. However, when it's taller than 20 amos, but the walls reach the schach, the cave under the Fanis Megias the schach, when you have a sukkah, that the walls reach the schach, so then Mishlat Shalta Be'ena. So then your eyes do go up, your eyes travel up, and therefore you'll know that you're underneath the schach, and therefore even the chacham would be made its kasher. So this member of Rav, the Rav said that there's a chiluk between whether the walls reach the schach or not, that when the walls reach the schach, the whole machlaikas of reading the Tanakama was dafka when the walls don't reach the schach. But when the walls reach the schach, the Tanakama is made to Rabbi Yehuda that the sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos tall, that only fits into Rav's shita, that the reason for the psul of lamala me'aser mamo is because of shalta be'ena. Therefore, when you have it, that the walls reach the schach, so you can even have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, even according to the Tanakama. Says the Gemara, come on, Azla Hada Amarav Huna Amarav. Who does the following member of Rav Huna Amarav go like? So the previous member was Rav Yeshia Amarav. Who does the following member of Rav Huna Amarav go like? Rav Huna Amar said in the name of Rav that Machlaikas, the Machlaikas about the Sukkah that's Lamaila Me'asr Mamo, that according to the Tanakamo is possible, according to Rav Yehuda is kosher. It's Vesha'imba Ela Arba Amas Ela Arba Amas. It's Tafka if you have a Sukkah that's less than 4x4 Amas. If it has area of larger than 4x4 amos, so then the sukkah is even able to be taller than 20 amos. So now, according to Rabba, that it's about whether or not your eyes see it, so there would seem to be no reason to differentiate between the size of the sukkah. The size of the sukkah shouldn't matter. Why should, just because now it's a larger sukkah, would that make it that now all of a sudden your eyes see the schach? The chayra doesn't. And therefore, this member cannot be like Rabba. It can't be like Rava, that it has to do with the fact that you need to be living in a temporary structure, because there would be no reason to be machshir the sukkah just because it's larger. If anything, that would be more of a reason to pass the sukkah. So it's not going to fit into Rava. Says the Gemara, this member fits keman ki Rabbi Zeira. It fits like Rabbi Zeira, that the reason for the psul of Lamaila Master Amo is because you need the schach to provide shade. And therefore, Damar Mishum Tzel, he's the one who said it's because of Tzel, that the schach needs to provide shade. The Mishum Tzelhu. The cave in the Revicha, you could sell sukkah. However, once you have it that it's larger, so then the schach does provide shade. Meaning to say that according to Rabbi Zera, that which a sukkah that's Lamaila Me'asr Ma'ama is possible because it doesn't provide shade, it's only if it's a small sukkah, if it's a 4x4 Amos large sukkah. Because since it's narrow and very tall, so that which you get shade underneath, the shade is not coming from the schach, the shade is already coming from the walls. However, if you have a larger sukkah, it's larger than 4x4 amos, so then that which you get sail underneath when you're sitting in the sukkah on the bottom, then you're taka getting sail, you're getting shade from the schach, and therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher. So this member of Avuna Marah fits like Reb Zeira. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azlo Hada Amar Rav Chanan Barabba Amar Rav. Who does the following member of Rav Chanan Barabba say that he said in the name of Rav? Who does this member of Rav go like? That's Machlaikas B'she'ena Machzekas Ela Kedei Roshay V'Rubay V'Shulchanay. The Machlaikas is if you have a sukkah that's very small, it can't even contain Roshay V'Rubay V'Shulchanay, which we'll see later is 7x7 Tvachim. The Machlaikas is only if you have a sukkah that's Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim. Avot Machzekas Yaisir Mechtei Roshay V'Rubay V'Shulchanay, if it can contain more than Roshay V'Rubay V'Shulchanay, so then Afilu Mailo Me'asim Amas Kshera, the whole Machlekes is only if it could contain exactly Reish Avrubay V'Shulchanay, if the sukkah was exactly Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim. But once it's larger than Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim, so then the sukkah is going to be kosher, says the Gemara, Kaman Dulei Kechad. That doesn't seem to fit into any of the shitas. Like we mentioned before, there's no reason according to Rav and Rava to differentiate between the size of the sukkah. And even according to Rabbi Zeira that we said that there is Makom L'chalek between the sizes of the sukkah to possibly be Machshir L'mayla Me'asrim Amo when you have a larger sukkah, because then you are getting shade from the schach. That's only if it's like larger than 4x4 amos. But to have a sukkah that's 7x7 tfachim, 8x8 tfachim, There's no way that that's going to make a difference. You still won't be getting any shade from the schach if it's taller than 20 amos. And therefore, it can't even fit into Rabbi Zeira. And therefore, this braiso is not like, this memra of Rav, of Rav Chanan Barabba, in the name of Rav, doesn't seem to fit into anyone. So what's Taka the Pshat? So what was Rav Chanan Barabba thinking? So if it's not like Rav, it's not like Rav Zeira, it's not like Rava, so then why Taka is the Rechilik between whether or not it's more than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim or not? So the Gemara doesn't explain, Rashi doesn't explain, Tosis fills in the blanks. Tosis tells us that this is really a fourth shita. Clearly Rav Chanan Barabba, in the name of Rav, is saying a fourth shita, that the reason for the psul of Lamailam Asim Amma is dafka by sukkah that's extremely narrow. And because the reason is because then it seems like a chicken coop. However, once it's larger than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, so then it's kosher, then you could call the sukkah, it's no longer a chicken coop. So that's really, comes out that there's really a fourth shita. Many learn Masechta Sukkah and they assume that there's three different shitas as to why a sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos. Because if you learn the Gemara, that's what seems to come out. There's Rabbo, there's Abzeira and Rabbo. But according to Taisis, it comes out, and over here on Beis HaMabeis, we now have a fourth shita as to the psul of Lamailam Asim Amo. The fourth reason for the psul of Lamailam Asim Amo is because it's daima to a chicken coop, it's not a sukkah. However, once it's larger than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, so then already it's able to, you could call it a sukkah, it's no longer a chicken coop. So says the, but either way, that this doesn't fit into any of the shitas of the Amorayim that we mentioned in Amud Aleph. Now says the Gemara, Bishlam de Rav Yoshia, Pligid Rav Hun of Rav Chanan Barabba. So Rav Yoshia, so it comes out we really have three members in the name of Rav. Rav Yoshia Amarav, who differentiated between whether or not the walls reached the Schach. And then we had Rav Hun Amarav and Rav Chanan Barabba Amarav, that they both differentiated in the sizes of the sukkah. Rav Huna said that there's a difference between whether it's 4x4 amos or not, if it's larger than 4x4 amos. And Rav Chanan Barabba differentiated between whether or not it's exactly Zayin al Zayin Tfachim or larger. So says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yoshia who differentiated between whether or not the walls reached the schach, and Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba who differentiated between the size of the sukkah, they for sure argue. They're arguing in terms of what Rav said, like a Machlokes HaMetzias almost. They're arguing about what Rav said in Shir. The inu kiyav yishur b'mashcha, v'ihu loy kiyav shir b'mashcha. And because they're giving the French, they're giving chilukim with regards to the size of the sukkah. And him, Rav Yeshia, he didn't differentiate between the size of the sukkah. So they're for sure arguing. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Barabba, name of behechshar sukkah kameflegi. But it could be that Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba, they're not really arguing about what was said in shir. They both hold that Rav said in shir that the machlekes was said about a sukkah that's the exact shear of what it needs to be considered kosher. And when it's larger than that, so then even the Chachamim would agree that it's kosher. So it comes out that they're not arguing about what Rav said in shear. Rav said in shear that the Machlaikas is dafka said about a sukkah that has the shear hechsher sukkah. And now just Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba are arguing about what is that shear. What is the shear of the minimum shear of a sukkah? The Ma'ar Savar hechsher sukkah bar ba'amais, Ma'ar Savar hechsher sukkah b'machzekas reishav rubay v'shochanoi. They're just having a Machlaikas about what is the minimum size of a sukkah. Rav Huna holds that the minimum size is 4x4 amais. And Rav Chanan Barabba holds that the minimum shear of a sukkah is Reishav Rubei B'Shulchanai, is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. Says the Gemara, like, no, that's not true. The Kuli Alma Hechsher Sukkah Reishav Rubei B'Shulchanai. Really everybody, even Rav Huna holds that the minimum size of a sukkah is not Arba al Arba Amis, it's not 4x4 Amis, it's really Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. Like the Gemara says later, we'll see later, that Rav Huna's Shita is that the minimum shear for a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. Rather, they're taka having a machlekes kilu et metzias about what Rav said in Shir. The Ma'ar Sava b'machzekes reishav rubei v'shulchanai pligi. Avo yaiser me reishav rubei v'shulchanai divrei akol kshera. One of them says that Rav said in Shir that the machlekes is dafka by Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, by reishav rubei v'shulchanai. But once it's taller than that, once it's larger than that, so then everybody would agree, even the Chachamim would agree, that a sukkah could be taller than 20 amos. Umar Savan, Rav Huna holds that no, may Reishav Rubei V'Shulchanai ad Arba Amos Pligi. The Machlokes was said from Reishav Rubei V'Shulchanai, because that's the minimum share of a sukkah, until Arba Amos al Arba Amos, that's all the range where they argue, where the Chachamim hold that the sukkah is not allowed to be taller than 20 Amos. Aval Yaiser mid Arba Amos, Divrei Hakol Kshera, it's only once, it's larger than 4x4 Amos, so then the Tanakhama would agree to Rav Yehuda that a sukkah could be taller than 20 Amos, but really they are arguing about what Rav said. Says the Gemara now, Meisfei. The Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on the shitas who hold that there's a difference between the size of the sukkah. Let's go with Rav Huna, that there's a difference between whether or not the sukkah is 4x4 amos or not. Meisvei frakta the Gemara, sukkah shigavai l'mala me'asim amu psula. So really just a quote from our Mishnah. The Brice is going to elaborate more on this line from the Mishnah. That the Tanakhama said that the sukkah that's taller than 20 amu is possible. Rav Yehuda makshir ad arba'im v'chamishim amu. Rav Yehuda said it's kosher even until 40 and 50 amos, even a sukkah which is taller than 20 amos, even 40 or 50 amos. Tosfos just says it's lashon b'nei adam, but who I didn't, even if it's taller than 40 and 50 amos, it could even be 70, 80, 90, 100 amos. A sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. Now says the Braisa, more than what's written in our Mishnah, that Amar of Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya to me that taller than 20 amos is kosher, because Maisa Behilni Amalka, there was a story with Hilni Amalka Belud, Shaisa Sukasa Gevaya Me'asim Amo, or Sukkah was taller than 20 amos, Vayuzakeinim Nechnasim V'yaitzin L'sham V'loy Amru L'davar, and she hosted the different Chachamim, Zakeinim referring to Zeshekan Chachma, different Tamid Chachamim, and she hosted them in her Sukkah. They came in and they saw her sukkah, it was taller than 20 amos, and they didn't say anything. So says Rav Yehuda, you see, I have a raya from here, that it must be that the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is kosher. I have a raya from the Maisa with Hilni Amalka, that she was in the sukkah, and the Chachamim came in, and they didn't say anything, that it's possible. So you see that the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is kosher. However, Amru Lai, the Chachamim said back to Rav Yehuda, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim said back to Rav Yehuda, Misham Raya, that's where you're bringing your Raya from, that a sukkah could be taller than 20 amos? Isha Isa, Hilni Amalka is a woman, Upatura min Sukkah, she wasn't Chayv in Sukkah. So that's why the Chachamim didn't say anything to her, because it didn't matter, she's not really Chayv in Sukkah anyways. Chacham Tzvi points out that if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, that women are allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah seh, shazman grama, so this Gemara is very shver. This Gemara is very sure, if she's making a bracha, so the Chacham still should have said something. Who cares if she's pata from the mitzvah? But if she's going to sit in there and make a leishiv basukah, she's going to make a bracha, so then the Chacham should have said something. So the Chacham Tzvi brings a raya from this Gemara that you see, not like Rabbeinu Tam, you see that women are not allowed to make a bracha on the mitzvah seish as man grama. L'maisa, it's a machlokes different minhagim of Sfaradim is generally not to make a bracha on mitzvah seish as man grama for the most part, most of the time at least. And the Ashkenazim, they generally go like Rabbeinu Tam, who says that women could make a bracha on the mitzvah seish as man grama, which is negate the Sfir Sa'imer. Many women, Ashkenazi women at least, they make a bracha on Sfir Sa'imer. Because it's even though it's a mitzvah seish as man grama, because it's that they go like Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah seish as man grama. But Chacham Tzvi brings a raya from here to the Shita Sarambam, that a woman is not allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah seish as man grama, because otherwise the Chachamim should have said something to Hilni Amalka. But Al-Kabanim, so that was the conversation that the Braisa records. Rabbi Yehuda said he had a raya from Hilni Amalka, and the Chachamim said there's no raya from there because women are pater from Sukkah, so that's why the Chachamim didn't say, that's why the Zakenim didn't say anything to Hilni Amalka. So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Yehuda responded to them, that even though it's true that she's pater from Sukkah, v'halay shiva banim havula, didn't she have 7 sons and they were chayv in Sukkah? So the Zakenim still should have said something. V'ayin, and furthermore, kol ma'haseho le'asa el api chachamim, everything she did al pi the chachamim. So says the Gemara, what does that last line mean? Lamali lamisni v'ayin kol ma'haseho le'asa el api chachamim. Why does it mention this line that she did everything al pi the chachamim? Says the Gemara, hachikamar, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say back to the Tanakhama. Hachikamar lehu, this is what he was saying to them. Ki saimru banim ketanim hayu. I'm telling you that she had 7 sons, so therefore the Zakedim still should have said something. Maybe you'll respond back that no, they were ketanim, the ketanim patur min asukah, so therefore they're pata from the sukkah, and that's why the Zakedim didn't say anything. However, says Rav Yehuda that that's not a good response, because kevan de shivu havu, since they were 7 sons, i'afshad loy havu behu chad she'en oitzarach li'ima. It's impossible that there wasn't at least one of them that was no longer reliant on his mother, which is the shir for chinuch to be chayv in mitzvah sukkah, that once they no longer need the mother, so then they're chayv in sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying that she had seven sons. And don't tell me that all of them were little and therefore they weren't chayiv in sukkah, because since that they were, since the number was seven, since she had seven sons, it's not likely that they were all multiples. So therefore, it has to be that one of them was at least of age that he no longer needed his mother. And maybe you'll tell me, but who cares? That's still only a chayiv derabanan. It's a chayiv chinuch. It's still not a chayiv deraisa of sukkah. And maybe only Amalka wasn't makbid on the rabbanans. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda mentioned this last line, that know that only Amalka was makbid to listen to everything the chachamim said, to keep all the rabbanans, seemingly saying that she's chayiv and chinuch. The mafarshim talk over here about whether or not a woman is chayiv to be mechanuch her children. Seemingly this gemara is a raya that women are chayiv to be mechanech their children. It's not just the chiyav on the father. But Kapanim, that was Rabbi Yehuda's response to the Tanakhama, to the Chachamim, that you can't tell me that she was potter, and therefore the Zakenim didn't say anything. Because she had seven sons, and at least one of them must have been chayv and chinuch, and she would have been makbit to be mechanech the child and to do it properly, so therefore the Zakenim should have said something if a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is possible, and therefore that was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. So Chachamim held it wasn't a raya, which the Gemara will elaborate on soon, and Rabbi Yehuda held it was a raya. So now, seemingly clearly this sukkah now that's in discussion, this sukkah of Hilni Amalka was a sukkah that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda argued about, that the Tanakhama held it couldn't be taller than 20 amos, and Rabbi Yehuda held it could, and therefore he was bringing a raya. You see that it was kosher, because the Zakenim didn't say anything. So now says the Gemara, Bishlama Lamanda Amar Bishain Defanis Megias Chach Machlaikis. It makes sense if you say that the whole Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama was said about a sukkah that the walls don't reach the Schach. Okay, fine. So Darkish Malka Leshev Basukkah Shain Defanis Megias Schach. It makes sense that this sukkah under discussion was that sukkah that they argued about, was a sukkah that the walls don't reach the Schach. It would make sense that the queen, Hilni Amalka, would want to sit in such a sukkah, Mishum Avira, because get fresh air. So that would make sense. Elamanda Amar Basukkah Katana. But if you hold that the whole machlokes was dafka said about a sukkah that's less than arba al arba amos, that's very small, v'kidarka shalmalko leishi b'sukkah katana, you really think that that's the sukkah that was under discussion over here? How could you have, meaning how does that memra in the name of Rav make any sense? That the whole machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, was said about a sukkah katana. Because here we have a braisa which elaborates on the conversation between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to Hishita from the sukkah of Hilni Amalka. Now, presumably, the sukkah of Hilni Amalka wasn't the sukkah katana. It was a sukkah gedayla. If it was a sukkah gedayla, then the Chachamim Marmaida is allowed to be taller than 20 amos. Elamai, you see that the Chachamim argue even about the sukkah gedayla, because it's not mistaber that the sukkah of Hilni Amalka was a small sukkah. Says the Gemara, no, it could have been a small sukkah. I'm a rabbi bar ado, like nitzrucha, elo la sukkah, hasiya kitonias kitonias. It was a sukkah that had many different suites. It was a lot of different sections. It was sectioned off, a lot of different smaller rooms. And therefore, each sukkah, each compartment was arba al arba amis. And therefore, it was, in a sense, a sukkah katana. And that's why it was subject to the machlaikas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense either. V'chidarka shalmalko leishe v'sukkah asuya kitainis kitainis. You really think that her whole entire sukkah was made up of these small suites? Amar v'ashi lo nitzrucha ela kitainis shiba. No, say nechanami. The whole sukkah wasn't made into small suites. The general sukkah was an extremely large sukkah, and there was no machlaikas about that. That everybody holds it's allowed to be taller than 20 amos because it's very large. It covered a large area. However, there was a suite in the sukkah. And so the Rabbi Yehuda was bringing a raya from the suite that was in the sukkah. El kitanya shaba. To the suite that was in the sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda was bringing a raya from that suite, from the fact that the Chachamim didn't say anything about that suite, then it must be that it's kosher even though it's taller than 20 amos. So now, what's the machlokes? So what did the Rabbanan say back? Rabbanan savri baneha basukkah ma'al yahavu yasvi. That her sons were sitting in the big sukkah. V'ihi yasva b'kitaynes misham tzniusa. It was just she herself. It was only herself that she sat. She slept maybe in the suite just because of tznius. So she slept by herself in that suite. And she's a woman. She's pata from sukkah. So that's why the zakenim didn't say anything about the suite. And misham achi le'amri ledavar. That's why they didn't say anything to her, because it was only her. She's pata. The sons were all sleeping in the main section of the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda savar baneha gabo havu yasvi. That no, her sons were sleeping by her in the small room. It was like the sleeping room, I guess. And therefore, v'afilu achi le'amri ledavar. From the fact that still they didn't say anything, even though she had a son that was of chinuch age, that was sleeping in that, that was living in that small suite, it must be that a sukkah, even a sukkah ketana, is allowed to be taller than 20 amai. So that was the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from the sukkah of Hilni Amalko, and the Chachamim held it wasn't a raya. But we answered up now for that shita, for Rav Huna, who held that the machlekes is tali dafka in a sukkah ketana, that it's not shver from this braisa of Hilni Amalko.